Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
War. It's Alex Jones.
Nothing can stop the truth from coming out. The tectonic forces of good versus evil are triggering massive cultural and spiritual and financial awakenings like a volcanic eruption. Thank you for joining us on this live Friday, May 28th, global transmission. Roger Stone was set to come on today with a lot of inside details of the deep state's plan to indict the president by July 4th. That's our big exclusive news. Now, the fact that we're bringing this out may make them move the goalposts because they don't like showing how incredible our information and research is and our sources. But Roger has some extremely sad news. He broke down crying on the phone yesterday morning, telling me after he confirmed at the doctor's office, his wife has been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer in her lungs, and it has spread to different parts of her body. So definitely need some prayers. Exclusive just broke, and we posted it on Infowars.com. So Roger Stone will be joining us. And I don't even want to look at Twitter as this news goes out. I'm sure the left will be celebrating with extreme pleasure, like they always do, being the satanic, death-loving garbage that they are. But we're going to pray that she have a miraculous recovery and see if that's in the cards and God's plan. Okay, we just have massive news. It's just a huge transmission today on so many fronts. That's just two of the tidbits of really horrific information, but there's a lot more. But it's best to get ahead of things, isn't it? It's best to know what's on the other side of that door that's about to get blown wide open. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find for these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
When my father was complaining as a young boy working on his father and mother's ranch and farm, his father, my grandfather, would say to him, David, did you ever hear about the man that had no shoes and felt really sorry for himself till he met a man that had no feet? And here I was the last few days feeling not sorry for myself, but just blown away by the evil of the deep state and things that, for a lot of reasons, I agree with my advisors. I'm not putting out on air, but we have the deep state, the Democrats, literally trying to put me in jail, not for the Capitol, but other things, trying to set me up, trying to pay people to lie about me, and trying to trick me, to blackmail me, to pay people off for things I didn't do. I'm not stupid. So I've got to play this game where I go, you know, report it to the FBI when they try to set me up with Russians that are really FBI, or when they try to set me up with child porn, or things even worse, okay? And so believe me, if you want to know why Trump couldn't get any support in the Capitol and in the White House, and why he couldn't get things done, he got a lot done, but not with his leadership. He had to get done himself. It was because everyone around him was being harassed. Everyone around him was being threatened. Everyone around him was going through the process that I have not been enjoying for 6 years. That's why people claim, oh, you support Trump because you make so much money when you do it. No, we have actually barely been able to operate and stay on the air in support of Trump. That's why it makes it very bittersweet when they steal the election from him, despite all the things we've done and the sacrifices you as a listenership have gone through as well, and our affiliates and so many others. We've all been persecuted. But we're not victims, we're overcomers. But it's very frustrating then when Trump does something like go along with the vaccine plan that isn't a vaccine, because he knew they were holding the economy hostage and said, oh, it'll be years till we have it. That was their plan, to then force the vaccine passport, force a digital ID. If he could make them bring it out early, that plan would fall apart. And that's basically what Trump did. But I don't like that middle way. He should have just come out and said it's all a fraud. Not that the virus doesn't exist, but that it's not very deadly and not got along with it. But he did go along with it. But before we completely blame Trump, at first, I knew it was man-made. I knew it came out of Wuhan. I knew they were exaggerating it, but I still was concerned the first few months in February and March and April. And when Trump was saying, this is made-up virus, this isn't a threat at all, I said, no, it's real. It's not as deadly as they say, but they're going to try to say that Trump didn't protect the country. I said, Trump, you need to shut down the flights from Asia. You need to shut the borders down, or the left's going to blame you for COVID. And we were right about that. And so Trump then overcompensated too much into being pro-genetic engineering, so-called vaccine. And so when you're in the arena and you're getting sand thrown in your eyes, you're getting stabbed, you're getting overrun, and you're fighting 10 to 1, and instead of just a gladiator coming out of the bleachers or a gladiator coming out of the pit, out of that black door that opens up, imagine three or four chariots come rolling out and they're shooting arrows at you, like in the movie Gladiator, that's based on real events they actually did. They would flood the Colosseum routinely with water 10 feet deep and have ships fighting each other and burning and killing for everybody's entertainment. Well, imagine Trump's out there by himself, basically, and out of these doors just come bigger and bigger attacks, tigers and elephants. And so it's easy to go, oh, look, he should have done this, he should have done that. But know this. It's the big headline on Infowars.com. We can put it up on screen for you here in a little while. It is the show title of the day, that the deep state is planning to indict President Trump on or before July 4th. The word is they're going to indict him going into the July 4th weekend to make that the dominant news. Because they know in Arizona and other states, the news proving total election fraud that's already come out is going to be certified and confirmed, and they're going to want to totally overshadow that with indictments by the George Soros operative who swore if she got elected that she would prosecute Trump and put him in prison, Letitia James. And I would also look for the Southern District of New York, the FBI, and federal grand juries to then indict sometime after that. So you're going to see state indictments, and then you're going to see federal indictments against Don Jr., Rudolph Giuliani, and then the president, because they have to discredit him because he's set to basically win any primary he wants. Town Hall has an excellent analysis of it with these numbers. All Trump has to do is declare his 2024 run, and the GOP primaries are over. The first time Jackson ran for president, they stole it from him, and it was well known. So the next time he ran, he won by an even bigger landslide. And arguments that Trump could be too old in a few years to run are out the window because they have a babbling, stuttering crypt keeper as the puppet in chief right now. And so we have that Trump sources that are very high up in the Southern District of New York and inside the state of New York. I already have that from my sources. And I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, I can tell you, Republicans are blown away or being told, you either join with the New World Order or you too will be indicted next. Because if you can indict a former president who had an election stolen from him over 20, 30-year-old tax valuations on properties, because you always undervalue a property for property tax and then overvalue it when you sell it. That's not illegal. That's business. But that's what they're getting ready to indict Trump on. And it's just unbelievable. With Hunter Biden and the laptop, and documents came out yesterday from the laptop that Biden was in the meetings with the Chinese. Of course he was. There's emails of him saying, don't talk to me, talk to my son, to former FBI Director Louis Free. That's who you give the money to. So we are literally overrun by criminal scum. And that's why the Chinese won't even talk to Biden. They won't even talk to the Secretary of Defense because they own them. In that Asian culture of the Chinese particularly, it's all about who has the power, depending on the Japanese system. They know they own Biden. So they won't even return his phone calls, talk to him, won't even set up meetings because they don't even want to flaunt the fact that they also own them. So we are, all intents and purposes, America is captured. We are under globalist Chinese occupation. And we thought we were too big to fail, too big to fall. America is fallen. And they are preparing to indict the real president, the 45th president, who's been told, you keep having those rallies, we're going to indict you. Well, his rallies have been announced in Florida and Texas and a few other states. And so the way to do this is to take it head on, and Trump is going to take it head on. And so are we. They plan to arrest us shortly after that, which is fine. I'm extremely honored to be in this position. I mean, that's like winning 50 Oscars.
I mean, I don't want an Oscar. I don't want to be part of the fake system. It's like winning 100 Nobel Prizes. I don't want those. You get those for launching wars. I don't want the system's Pulitzer Prizes. I don't want any of that. I absolutely want to stand up against evil. And so I don't look forward to being fed into a meat grinder. But you know what? That's what it took to build this country, and that's what it'll take again. And so I will never be with those timid souls that crouch down and lick the hand and kiss the hand, to quote Patrick Henry, that feed them. But with those in the arena, and I'm extremely honored with all of you, and to work with the true president, who's got his own problems, but he's just a man. But he's a man that has done what he believed was right. And you know a man by his enemies. And so that's what's happening. Roger Stone has got more on this as well. He's got the same information I have. And so from separate sources, we'll be talking to him. We've been planning this a few days, but he did go to the doctor yesterday and confirm that his amazing wife, Nadia, does have stage 3 cancer that has metastasized. And so he asked for your prayers. A statement on that is wrote first at InfoWars.com if you want to see that. And obviously, imagine what the Twitter crowd is going to do with that. They're such bloodthirsty little demons. All right. We'll be right back on the other side. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Phony charges. Globalists are planning and coordinating that to overshadow the news of election fraud that is coming out. Now, we're going to play a report after Roger leaves us at the start of the second hour that is another big story in all of these huge things that have come out about COVID-19 and the deadly gene therapy, so-called vaccines. Again, they could call injecting somebody with poison, just straight up arsenic or cyanide, and call it a vaccine, and people would go take it and die. If they called it a vaccine, the public would say, trust the science and take it. If you called a gallon of gasoline a vaccine, someone would pour it on themselves and light themselves on fire, self-immolation. I'm not joking. There's a percentage of the public that if the media told them to go jump off a cliff, they would do it. But what's really dangerous is they're organizing those idiots into brigades of individuals that will do anything they're told and then try to force us to submit as well. That has a name. It's called tyranny. And there are always control freaks throughout history and throughout civilization and throughout societies that seek to get control of masses of people and engage this type of activity because it's what they want to do. It's what the satanic force is pushing for. So we have a very important clip of a scientist, Pierre Gilbert, French scientist, over 25 years ago, warning specifically of crystals in vaccines designed to basically turn the public into Alzheimer's zombies. And I've got a bunch of studies right here for TV viewers. COVID-19 RNA-based vaccines and the risk of prion disease by major universities and major institutions and a bunch of articles about it as well. But instead of just having it in French, we've got subtitles that we've translated into English. And we are going to be playing that at the start of the next hour and tying it in to the obvious. Here is the puppet in chief yesterday, President Biden, saying that we've got to, you know, get ready for the next big disaster, and that's that every hospital bed will be filled with people with Alzheimer's within just a few years. Now, he says basically 10 years. Same thing that AOC says, end of the world in 12 years. That was 2 years ago. Beto O'Rourke a year ago said end of the world in 11 years. Now it's 10 years. What's 10 years? The year 2030, 2031. That's the great reset. Agenda 2030 is where you have the mass depopulation goes into overdrive, afterburners. And so you see Agenda 21 starts with the launch in 2020, the takeover in 2021, the world ID, teaching you that you're non-essential, launching the forced inoculations, beginning it all, the World Social Credit Score, and then by 2030, we will be living in billions being killed or already killed. And what does Klaus Schwab say? He says you'll have a global health pass, and then to have your pass updated after you have it for 2 years, it's a face scan attached to your pass, you will have to have an implantable microchip. And now it's on 60 Minutes. You will have an implantable chip. It's all being announced. And it goes in and rewrites the genetic code of your body. And now we have footage I never got to yesterday. We'll play it in a moment. First, we're going to play Biden of villagers in India chasing the government out with their government vaccine that's killed so many and hitting the government bureaucrats, the medical tyrants, on the head with sticks. But look at that photo they just put on screen of Klaus Schwab and Prince Charles. Prince Charles is one of the leaders of depopulation, like his father, Prince Philip, that called for world depopulation. Using a deadly virus, they tell you what they're going to do. And look at those swollen red cheeks. You don't just get that when you've been out on a yacht or out golfing. Get those swollen red cheeks like that when you've gotten a big, juicy transfusion of blood. And the royal family takes transfusions of children's blood. That's admitted. But there is the Klaus Schwab that says you will eat bugs, you will drink sewage, and you will like it. You will have nothing, you will own nothing, you will like it. That's why they're announcing all this dystopia. There's all these headlines today. The public wants animal-human hybrids. They want human-animal clones. You're like, no, I don't. You want sewage. You want to cut your son's genitals off. You want. They're just bringing us into hell. They're invoking it all. So here is Biden telling you that in 10 years, every hospital bed will be filled with people who are 20 years old, 30, 40, 50, because the crystals are growing in their brains. That's what crystal proteins, that your cells now produce a crystal protein that eats your heart, your lungs, your brain, everything. And it'll take longer to eat those young children's brains, but they'll, by the time they're 20, they won't know who they are. But boy, if you're 60, 70, already had some plaque that naturally grew in your brain or natural prions you picked up from eating processed foods, well, now those are cluster points, like nuclei form clouds. A little bit of potash or a little bit of barium salts, aluminum dioxide sprayed out of a jet engine forms a false cloud, an artificial cloud. Well, this forms little protein clouds in your brain, and then you have the same symptoms old Joe Biden has, the perfect mascot for a nation and a world under prion attack. And here he is telling you about the prions.
Do something about Alzheimer's in America. Every single solitary hospital bed that exists in America, the nurses can tell you, every single one will be occupied in the next 15 years with an Alzheimer's patient. Every one.
You hear that? And that's a little inside thing he's been brought in on. He's being told, sir, we have nanobots that can cure you. So he's signing off on all of it. And now they're announcing, oh, we're going to just, without approval, start giving you nanobots. We may just spray them on you for your own good. And you hear about San Francisco, and you hear about Toronto, and you hear about London. Oh, they're giving little kids shots at school without asking the parents. It's totally illegal, but, you know, it's for the greater good. And they announce, oh, we're just going to give the kids nanopatches. Oh, that's in the news today. You just put it on you, and it puts chips into your blood. And, oh, my God, it's so trendy. So fun, so good, so anti-establishment, so Antifa to, take what Prince Charles and Bill Gates want into our bodies. You know, Bill Gates is our doctor and pediatrician now.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No. It's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supervel Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. You've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of the huge sales.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trump. They know the election was stolen. They know the evidence is coming out. President Trump was just on a syndicated radio show and said, what happens when the people find out all these states are going to flip? Does that mean you go 3.5 years with someone destroying our country? We've got some of that interview coming up. Well, Roger Stone has his sources. I have mine. But you can also listen directly to the New York Attorney General put in by Soros running on, I will indict Trump. Give me the man. I'll find you the crime. And so I've got sources in the New York Southern District. I've got them because that's federal, but this is state. But the word I've got is after the state hits, to get more legitimacy. It's ridiculous. You've got Louis Freeh giving $100,000 to Hunter Biden for access to his father when he was vice president. To add credibility to that, they're going to have a federal indictment, I'm told. So I was told by my sources in the next month. I called Roger the other day, and he said, well, I'll come on air and tell you what I know. So I've been seeing basically the similar things, but no one's sure. But they may back this off now because we're on air literally doing this, because they don't want people to know how staged this all is. So Roger was going to be joining us on this subject, but he got some very serious news that needs prayer and support yesterday. They'd already had some tests. They went back to the doctors and got the news yesterday. And Roger's a real soldier, a real trooper, still coming on the air today. So he said, well, I might as well then just break the news here. We've also posted the statement by his pastor, Reverend Randy Coogans, at InfoWars.com. So, Roger, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Alex, I'm delighted to be here. And let's cover the sad news first and then move on to politics. It is with a heavy heart that I confirm that my wife of 30 years, Nydia Bertrand Espinoza Stone, Nydia Stone, has been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, which appears to have spread to her lungs. She has, I think, both the best medical and holistic advice and care you could have. Charlene and Ty Bollinger, good friends of ours, really pioneers in the area of truth about cancer, have been an invaluable resource, as have the people at the University of Miami. She's a warrior. She is a fighter. She's in excellent spirits. She is facing this with stoicism, with bravery, with her faith. It is a very difficult time, but I know that millions and millions of people are praying for her as they prayed for me. I have seen a miracle in my own lifetime. God answered my prayers when I was the target of a politically motivated witch hunt and an effort to ensure that I died of COVID-19 in a rural Georgia prison. God answered my prayers and gave President Trump the strength to free me, to make me a free man. And now I pray to God that he will save the life of my beloved wife. This is a difficult time. Now, the good news is, although we lost most of our insurance, most of her medical care will be covered. But the cost of holistic care and the many natural supplements and regimens that can help fight cancer are things that we cannot afford today. Plus, thanks to the Mueller witch hunt, we're still struggling to recover our balance. To get, you know, my podcast begins June 1st at excluded.com, also at stonecoldtruth.com. We are working very hard to get back on our feet. And this is a blow, I must tell you. This is a blow, but God can do anything, and we are fervently praying. A statement put out today by my spiritual advisor, Reverend Randy Coogans, I think sums this up very nicely.
Well, I tell you, it was well known back in the 80s, early 90s, had the biggest mansion in D.C., but you got out of lobbying, or the top lobbyist probably in the world. That's admitted even in the New York Times at the time. But you got out of it. You were sick of it. You left when Manafort and others stayed in. And you're, I know, a proud man. You've never really made a big deal about this, but you live in a small apartment now. They took everything with the false prosecutions and the rest of it. I've been persecuted as well, and it's the listeners that do, keep us on air. And you didn't have the money for your podcast equipment, so we got it for you, sent it to you, because your voice needs to be heard. That's how that's what the system has done. So we're all praying for your amazing wife. I know you've got great children and grandchildren, and this is a serious situation, reading the full statement, dealing with the diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, which has spread to her lungs. And so we definitely going to be praying for her and supporting you guys. Let's now get into why you were originally coming on, Roger.
Sure.
Again, I called you this weekend, and we talk more. They are intending, aren't they, to indict President Trump, and you've read the tea leaves. You got, no one's exactly sure, but we know they've got a target date of right around July 4th, because I know they know that Trump's planning to bring out the total evidence of election fraud around that same date, and they the globalists love symbolism, don't they?
Well, I would be shocked if they did not come forward with a fabricated indictment for bank fraud or tax fraud against the former president. by Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance, an elected Democrat, the son of Cyrus Vance Sr., the worst Secretary of State in American history, the man who botched the Iranian hostage crisis under Jimmy Carter. By the way, Cy Vance is not exactly a non-corrupt politician himself. I will be breaking a number of stories at my new podcast, Get Stoned, also at Band TV, regarding Cyrus Vance. He has a very interesting political history. If they want to go after the president on fabricated charges, then we will establish that this is a partisan witch hunt. The idea that they would even have the effrontery to try to claim that the president or his, or I should say his real estate company, inflated the value of certain assets in order to borrow against it. Well, really, what's 55 Wall Street worth? It has no mortgage. What is it worth? $250 million? $300 million? I guess it depends on the appraiser. But this is the kind of crap that they are stooping to. And let's
well,
be
plus,
very,
if your appraisal isn't real, the banks won't give you the damn loan.
Well, let's be very clear. In other words, as you said it earlier, you show the man, I'll show you the crime. They're allowed to root through this man's business record of 40 years in which he built a real estate empire second to none, combing for a crime. They have no evidence of a crime. They have no probable cause. It is disgraceful, but I do think it is going to happen. And don't be surprised if the announcement comes at the exact time that we learn the truth about Maricopa County, Arizona. Don't be surprised, because I see that coming.
Well, I'm told by people very close to it that indeed they intend to do it, and that they're shooting for on or around July 4th to really rub it into our faces as a declaration of their takeover, the Chinese takeover of America.
Their real problem is you can already see that demand for recounts and reexamination of the irregularities and the anomalies in this election are bubbling up in Georgia, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and other states. The truth, it can never really ever be concealed. The American people demand the truth. Now, what will happen then, I don't know. But I'm sorry, it is absolutely true that 1.4 million absentee ballots are mailed out in Pennsylvania and 2.2 million come in. Not possible. There are precincts in Philadelphia in which more people voted than are registered to vote. That's not a right-wing conspiracy theory. That's a fact. It is extraordinary that across all these states at the exact same time, they're the dump of these mail-in ballots. Oh, no, that's just a coincidence. Here's why the mainstream media is so childish. Oh, no, there's no evidence whatsoever of election fraud. And if you think so, you're a conspiracy theorist. You might even be a domestic terrorist. Why do you fear examination? Why do they fear an investigation? If they're so confident that the data is accurate and that there are no anomalies and no irregularities, why are they fighting tooth and nail against any fair examination of these
ballots? Stay there. Let's talk about how this is going to unfold. The reaction of the American people. Polls show more and more, over 70%+ of Republicans, over 30% of Democrats believe the election was stolen, and each week the numbers grow as evidence comes out. The majority of Americans know the truth. Arresting Trump isn't going to shut the truth up.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise.
Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Big problem, because when people find out that all of these states are going to flip, does that mean you go 3.5 years with somebody that's destroying our country?
Well, that's the question. What happens when you find out that it was rigged?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, you know, it's, all I do is I sit back and watch, and other states now are doing the audit.
That's Trump today on the Wayne Allen Root program. He's censored everywhere else, talk radio, Newsmax, and a few other channels. Facebook announced any Republican, including Ted Cruz, that tried to have a 10-day investigation on January 6th, they were having that vote, which Democrats tried to do 4 years previous, the exact same thing. For that sin, they're not allowed to campaign on Facebook. And about a month ago in Australia, members of their parliament, multiple ones now, are not allowed to say we don't want forced inoculation. You're not even allowed to have an opinion about that. You're not allowed to say it came from the Wuhan lab either. This is just beyond police state, beyond censorship, beyond 1984. You know, the president of Microsoft is warning Roger Stone here on the Alex Jones Show with us today. That we're going to have a 1984 because of AI. Well, Roger, I think we're already basically seeing real 1984 now, and the Democrats are all over the news saying, hey, we're getting ready to indict Trump. I don't see how Letitia James could swear as Attorney General that she would be elected to put him in jail. That was her main plank. Now to see the state of New York, the city of New York, the feds, all of them sharpening their knives, this is just insane with the overwhelming evidence of Biden literally being a communist Chinese agent.
No, Alex, I agree with everything you just said. I must tell you, I'm really impressed with the power of InfoWars, because right now, my phone and my email are blowing up with patriots telling me that they're praying for my wife, that they've learned it about her situation here on the Alex Jones Show. Folks who do want to help us, I should say, should go to stonefamilyfund.com, stonefamilyfund.com. We need your prayers more than anything else. We need your help, but God bless you for stepping forward. God bless you for your prayers and your best wishes. Anyway, to go back to politics, you're absolutely right, Alex. This is a police state. This is political retribution. We see it in their efforts to crucify Matt Gaetz when there is no evidence whatsoever that Matt Gaetz has done anything wrong, other than some guy who did do something wrong, who they're squeezing now to lie about others. That great patriot, Matt Gaetz, being crucified without evidence. Now they're going after the president of the United States. You may have not seen this, but the secretary of the army under Joe Biden has opened a new investigation into General Michael Flynn and his contacts with the Russians, which is absurd because Robert Mueller had unlimited cash, an army of 600 Ivy League Republican-hating lawyers, and could find no evidence that that great American patriot General Flynn had done anything wrong. So what we see here is Witch Hunt 3.0, the witch hunt to go after the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. And why are they doing this? It's very, very clear. They're afraid of Donald Trump. They're afraid he might run again. They're afraid he might beat their ass in an honest election. That's why they seek to smear him now. It is reprehensible. It's disgusting. And the American people should really not tolerate it. We need honest, fair, transparent elections. Had we had them in 2024, this great man would still be in the White House and America would not be in decline. But if you look at what's happening under Joe Biden, gas prices skyrocketing out of sight, food prices, steel up, copper up, oil up. And meanwhile, around the globe, you notice our adversaries are pushing us. You see, they feared Donald Trump. But now the North Koreans are retesting their weapons. The Chinese are threatening our vehicles and that our ships in that part of the world, as well as Taiwan. The Iranians are more obnoxious than usual in their threats against us. What's going on in the Middle East, where Joe Biden appears to be on both sides, I'm with Israel 100%, but I'm not sure he is. There's evidence that he's not. So we're being tested in the foreign realm. We're being tested domestically. Big tax increases coming, folks. They have taken one of the greatest, most robust, most vital economies in American history, with record job growth, record wage growth, the lowest levels of unemployment among all groups, African-Americans, Hispanics, women's, Asian, everyone. They're destroying a model economy brought to you by President Donald J. Trump with the able assistance of Larry Kudlow. They're destroying this before our very eyes.
And America sees it. So even though they stole the election, all the numbers coming out, there's a big article in Town Hall with these numbers. It says that all Trump has to do is announce, and he'll be the primary victor with like 90% of the vote in every case. But these numbers, all Trump has to do is declare a 2024 run, and the GOP primaries are over. And anybody he backs is now winning by 60, 75 points, record levels, like Green out of Georgia. And so the system has to go after him, but that will cause an even bigger awakening. This is just fantastical to watch Joe Biden announce new gas taxes, no mining allowed in America for the rare earth minerals, for the batteries. This is just a total destruction of the country, destruction of the borders, destruction of everything.
It's absolutely true. And that's the story behind this New York prosecution. They don't think the Democrats aren't looking at these polls. They still can't get over 2016. Hillary Clinton spent almost $2 billion between soft and hard money. I estimate at best Donald Trump, with far less experience as a candidate for public office, may have spent, including independent spending, somewhere around $375 million. And he won, going away. So they fear that he's going to run again, and therefore they hope to damage his reputation even further through these bogus indictments in New York. Cyrus Vance Jr., what do you hear some of the things this guy has done? He's not an unbiased, honest law enforcement man or a prosecutor. He's a partisan Democrat. He's acted like one. Let's say that.
Well, Roger, I mean, when it came out in the new Hunter Biden emails, which they admit are real, and the FBI knew this the whole time, but they can't investigate themselves, the FBI director, the former director, Louis Freeh, saying, I want to do business with you, Vice President. I've got foreign clients for lobbying. And then he goes, well, here, give my son $100,000, and he puts it in there. And that's just part of it. I mean, this is complete bribery publicly. And so they're corrupt. They know they control the FBI, and they control most of the judges. And so the sky's the limit. I mean, we have a complete criminal mafia running our country that double as Chi-Com agents.
You know, when I read that exchange, look, I lived in Washington for 30 years. I've seen a lot of brazen stuff in my lifetime. But the former FBI director is caught red-handed bribing a public official, bribing the number two public official in the United States. Stunning. By the way, no charges will be brought against Louis Freeh because we have a two-tiered system of justice in this country. If you're a Republican, if you're a Christian, if you're a conservative, you support Donald Trump, well, you know, they'll send you to prison for jaywalking. But Rod Rosenstein lied to Congress when he said, no, I didn't approve the investigation and indictment of Roger Stone, and I produced the document that he signed October 17th, 2018, in which he did. That's a material lie. When is he being prosecuted? I'll tell you when. Never. That's when.
All right, Roger, give us an update in the next few days. Please come on with us Sunday or Monday. We're all praying for your amazing wife. Roger, I can't wait till you launch your own podcast that will also be syndicated and posted when you do it every day. At band.video and freeworldnews.tv. Thank you so much, and please give your wife my best.
And folks, please give us a hand. Go to stonefamilyfund.com. I'm a great believer in the holistic approach, an all-natural approach to cancer. It does have a cost, but we're going to pursue that route, so I need your help, folks. God bless you. God bless you, Alex, for handling this with the dignity that you have. And God bless America. There's my wife being pulled outside of the of our home by the FBI for the CNN cameras.
That came with boats, helicopters, and 40 agents.
Yeah, unbelievable. She, too, is a warrior. God bless you, Alex.
All right, thank you, Roger. All right, we're going to start the next hour. And I've just got to reset and cover all the it's not that I'm choking. I've got too much bombshell news here. I mean, I'm going to try to get to it all. It's totally insane. And wait till you hear about the prions that are in the vaccines news. That's coming up. And please don't forget, you know, Roger didn't use to panhandle. They basically bankrupted him, so please support him. Please keep us on air. Storewide free shipping for Memorial Day, double Patriot points, DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off. And we've got Pollen Block back in stock, 40% off, and so much more in InfoWars store.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.